Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for January 30th, 2019, looking at Luke chapter 20. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple courts and preaching the good news, the chief priests and experts in the law came to him with the elders. They asked him, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?" He answered them, "I will also ask you one question. Tell me, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" They discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it was from. Jesus said to them, "Neither am I going to tell you by what authority I am doing these things." He began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, leased it to some tenant farmers, and went away on a journey for a long time. When it was the right time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect his share of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenant farmers beat the servant and sent him away empty-handed. The man went ahead and sent yet another servant, but they also beat him, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. He then sent yet a third. They also wounded him and threw him out. The owner of the vineyard said, "What should I do? I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenant farmers saw him, they talked it over with one another. They said, "This is the heir. Let's kill him, so that the inheritance will be ours." They threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. So what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenant farmers and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "May it never be." But he looked at them and said, "Then what about this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush the one on whom it falls." That very hour, the chief priests and the experts in the law began looking for a way to lay hands on him, because they knew he had spoken this parable against them. But they were afraid of the people. This is the word of our God. It's a little bit less than half of the chapter, but the rest of the chapter all flows together in one major theme. So we'll conclude there for today. This question of authority to these men who have rejected the purpose of God for themselves by refusing the gift of repentance and forgiveness that John had offered. Remember, 3 years previously, John saw them coming and said, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from this coming repentance?" They refused to listen. They refused to repent. Even then, to men who have refused to repent and who have seen miracles done by Jesus and who constantly, consistently speak against him and repress whatever work the Holy Spirit may have been trying to accomplish through his word, who had spoken against Jesus and said it's by the prince of demons that he drives out demons. To these people, Jesus would never be able to speak of his authority. If he said that he was there on authority from God, sent by God as a prophet, they would scoff at him and they would accuse him of blasphemy right then and there, and maybe go ahead with stoning him, because blasphemy was a capital offense in their religious law, and they had some authority to put to death through stoning. And as we see, in the case of Stephen a few months later. But these men would never accept the authority that Jesus actually gave them. So rather than answering their question, Jesus turns it around. "Tell me, let's rewind a little bit. You know that John the Baptist guy? He had been active until maybe a year or a year and a half previously, and he had been most active down in that area around Jerusalem. And no doubt some of them had heard how Herod had John put in prison, because John had probably made headlines when he spoke against Herod taking his brother's wife. And so the people probably even heard at least the whispering, and they had seen some of the events of John's followers coming and taking custody of his body for burial. They knew those facts. So Jesus, standing in this crowd here during Holy Week, this is on Monday or maybe Tuesday, he asks them and he turns the question around on them. Okay, I'll answer that, but you answer me a question first. By whose authority did John baptize? The authority that Jesus has is the authority to forgive sins, the authority to seek and to save the lost, an authority which men who refuse to face up to their sins and their lostness cannot comprehend. So Jesus masterfully uses the pressure from the crowd and their popular understandings in order to delay the time of his own death, because if he had answered one way or the other than the answer he gave, they would have found some charge to lodge against him, either for speaking improperly against God and speaking without authority, or speaking and saying that he has the authority of God and they didn't believe it, and they would charge him with blasphemy. And so his answer, you tell me, the baptism of John, what was it and by whose authority? And they shake their heads, I don't know, because they do know, but they don't want to admit. And so Jesus says, neither am I going to tell you by what authority am I doing these things. And then he gets this parable of the wicked tenants. And we have to remember that the purpose of the parable is usually two or three things that we keep in mind. That a parable, you know, generally speaking, is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, where Jesus draws out one particular point of comparison. A parable is a very specific literary type, and Jesus draws out one particular point of comparison, normally a point of law. And the other aspect of a parable is that the parable is given, as Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, to hide his truth from some and reveal his truth to others. And that kind of leads us into the understanding that the basic meaning of a parable might be grasped by anybody. Even at the University of Ottawa, there's a class on the Gospel of John, and the teacher who teaches it does not believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, or the Son of God, but he can still address it from a literary perspective. But he misses the main point, obviously, because you can't really address the literature of the Bible without talking about the meaning and purpose of the Bible. But I digress. The purpose of a parable, one of those purposes, is to reveal a portion of God's truth to the believers while hiding a portion of God's truth from the unbelievers. And Jesus speaks this parable to the crowd, where some in the crowd have been following him and are excited to see him. Some of the crowd were there welcoming him as the Son of David just the previous day. And the most of the crowd that he's talking to are these Pharisees, and these scribes and these teachers of the law who are opposing him. And so he speaks specifically to them, these tenant farmers who are taking care of the master's vineyard. And Jesus says, the master kept sending servants to collect the harvest, looking for a harvest, and one, two, three, and all the rest of these servants come through being treated shamefully. And finally, the master says, what should I do? I will send my son whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him. But when the tenant farmers saw him, they talked it over with one another. They said, this is the heir, let's kill him, so the inheritance will be ours. And how idiotic. You don't get the master's inheritance by killing his son. You don't inherit what the master is. But in a sense, perhaps, they thought that they could be stronger together than the master they faced. And remember, Jesus is speaking this parable when just the previous day, at the cusp of the Mount of Olives, he had sat there on his donkey and wept over a city, and wept about that day when the enemies would come and build an embankment against her side and crush the inhabitants within, speaking of the conquest by the Romans in the year 70 AD. And these tenant farmers, they think they can get away with it. These tenant farmers whose predecessors had killed the prophets and persecuted those who spoke the truth. You know, just read a little bit of the book of Jeremiah. These people who shut their ears at anything that God's prophets have to say. And Jesus speaks this parable against them. the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. That very hour, the chief priests and the experts in law began looking for a way to lay hands on him, because they knew that he had spoken this parable against them, but they were afraid of the people. And so the plot advances, but they have to find a way to do it secretly, because there's the pressure from the people. They can't do it in public, or else the people would riot, and they don't want that. And then Pilate would sweep in with his soldiers and quell the riot in a very bloody fashion. So what should we learn from this? Well, first of all, that the Bible is not just a piece of literature, and even if biblical literacy classes were instituted in our public schools, that would not make us a more Christian nation by any stretch of the imagination. Because even these Pharisees, they knew the Bible forward and backward. They knew the Old Testament. They heard Jesus. They saw his miracles, and they did not believe. The baseline understanding for how do we read the Bible is faith. And the Bible will create that faith. And you can't really understand the Bible apart from faith, even if you can grasp it in an outward or a secular fashion. So as you go about your day today, just take a moment. Take a moment here and take a couple seconds and say a prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing me yourself in your word. Thank you for leading me to understand who you are. Thank you for leading me to see life as you see it, and keep me close to you today and always. Amen. You could find us Sunday morning at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also find us on Facebook. Search for Resurrection Maumee. If you see our post there, give us a like, a comment, and a share, and feel free to use the hashtag RaisedWithJesus and or the hashtag WellsToledo, WELS Toledo. God bless your day.